Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, the man that had an amazing weekend, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it was amazing, all right. I'm still not only tired, I'm still sore. You know, Marshall, you just have to be honest. The work is the same, but the age is not.
Pat, you don't have to tell me. I do the same repair work at the station that I've always done. Instead of it taking 15, 20 minutes to an hour, it takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then later on that night and the next day, I say to myself, sooner or later, I got to start hiring somebody to do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. And, you know, I came home Sunday night because I knew the weather yesterday was going to be miserable. And, of course, it was. Thank goodness I didn't stay up there. And I figured, well, yesterday morning I was able to sleep a little bit since I didn't have to work. And it was around 9 o'clock. And I'm thinking to myself, what will I do? I know what I'll do. I'll straighten out the whole garage, you know, indoors. And then the phone rang. Our friends who have just bought a house 3 blocks away, they are moving on Wednesday, this Wednesday. So they asked if I would come over with my SUV and they could load up my SUV to bring over the breakable stuff that they don't want the movers to touch. So I said, sure, no problem. So I wound up going there and, you know, working another 3 hours.
And they're neighbors that are moving away?
No. They just sold their house, and this house was for sale, and they bought it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So they're going from New Jersey to New York. So they're crossing over the border. Right. But, I mean, it's great. They're in walking distance. So, and the other thing that's great, they have a 10x40 built-in pool.
Well, you'll be using that now.
You got that right. not now, but come the summer. But in any event, the remains of Delta off Delaware, periods of rain for us, 60 today. The rain ends early tonight. Then the skies clear, 45 to 50. Wednesday and Thursday, very nice days. Sunny, 70 Wednesday. Sunny, 75 Thursday. And then a cool front comes in on Friday with periods of rain in the low 60s. That rain will end Saturday morning, clearing, brisk, with highs in the 50s Saturday afternoon and staying in the 50s on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar and all that precipitation, which is basically coming straight north.
Right. South to north. Most of it is light. There are some patches of moderate rain, but most of it is light. So when it's not raining lightly, it'll be drizzling. And that's about the best you're going to get today with a temperature around 60 degrees. So not a great Tuesday, that's for sure.
No.
But any divine revelations for you this past weekend?
Divine revelations. Not really. You know, I took it easy. I it's funny, I made this recipe from the New York Times, and it was the stupidest recipe, and I said, this can't be, I can't believe the Times put this in. They called it Korean-style meatballs, right? Okay. And the reason I made it is that the total prep time was 15 minutes and total cook time was 30 minutes. So you take your hamburger, you put it in the bowl, you take soy sauce, and put it in the bowl. You cut up some scallions, put it in the bowl. Salt and pepper, put it in the bowl. All right? And then you take Ritz crackers, crumble them up, put it in the bowl. Mold all them together, I did half the thing. I made 6 meatballs, okay? And sure enough, they, you know, 30 minutes later, they came out. And
yeah.
Do you know what they tasted like?
Regular meatballs.
They tasted like soy sauce meatballs. Yeah, I guess if you didn't know that there was soy sauce in there, you would think that, oh, these are Korean meatballs or Far East meatballs. But because the soy sauce is in there and you use salt and pepper, way too salty. And you got the Ritz crackers in there.
Yeah, that's salty itself.
I'm saying to myself, what a stupid recipe. So I bought them in for Jill to taste, and she said the same thing. What a dumb recipe. I mean, what a
so,
way
to, so that's the first and last time you make those.
What a way to ruin even ground beef. I mean,
yeah, we went to a restaurant for our farewell dinner in New Jersey called Cinders. And it was very, very, very nice. And what I thought was even nicer, when you were through with your dinner, they have, adjoining them, their own marketplace where they sell produce. And they sell, like, basically all the stuff that they, you know, that they actually cater with. And you were able to buy frozen homemade pasta, their own salad dressing. And it really wasn't expensive. So I grabbed myself, you know, like two boxes of pasta. I grabbed myself two cannolis, two in a package. They're all homemade. And it wasn't bad. So I thought that was kind of nice. And then, of course, I brought it home. And I had one pasta so far, very good. And the other one is in the freezer. But a very, very nice restaurant. Too bad I didn't discover that earlier.
Well, you know, that's what it is. But yeah, no. But so that was my big experience, and this weekend I think I'm going to go. There's a place in Millerton, New York, called The Dig. These really nice women run this, and they've got some really great fresh produce. Plus, they have somebody that makes authentic tamales, and it's like two tamales for $8. You say, well, geez, that's $4 a tamale. That sounds expensive. No, her tamales are twice the size of, and so it's like you're getting eight tamales for $4. You can't buy the materials to make tamales for $1.50 to $2 each.
And when will you have those?
Oh, I haven't got them, but they're outstanding. When will I have those? Well, if I were to buy their two tamales, mm-hmm. I would cut them into four pieces, and I would. A vacuum seal three of them and have one, and then right. I'd have a tamale a week for a month. But you can't get really, Amelia, if you buy all the stuff to make tamales, they're going to come out to $2 a tamale about anyway. So anyway, okay. that's what I discovered, Pat. That's what I discovered this weekend, and I also discovered that the second season of The Boys is over. And I said, yeah, I've just been hooked. Wow. Once again, unbelievable. It's on the same basic pattern of dark humor as Utopia. So now I'm going to follow Utopia again. I was following it week to week instead of binging all these shows. So, my two favorite shows now, The Boys and Utopia, and they're very dark, dark humor shows. With a lot of gore, but they're very, very, they're well done. They're well done. So that's what I've learned this week.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to start catching up now that I'll be home on the weekend. Yeah. So I'll look forward to that.
All right. Well, other than that, I'm trying to think, is there anything else? Not really. It's just that it'll be nice when this rain's gone and we get a couple of nice days back to back.
And that is tomorrow and Wednesday.
All right, Pat. I'll hold you to that.
Okay.
And don't move in your friend's stuff anymore. Take a day off.
Yeah, I really do need to.
Rest those muscles, Pat.
Yeah, you got it.
You got wintertime coming up. Rest those muscles.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll check on you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Marshall.
Yeah, bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.